word for broke there is the word centribo, which implies that she shattered the flask. She didn't just break it, it shattered. It'd kind of be like if you were to take an egg, you know, sometimes you take an egg and you try to crack an egg and it doesn't just crack in a perfect line, it shatters. Well, that's what happened with this alabaster flask. It shattered, pouring out every drop. And it was something when it shattered that was irreversible. It was an irreversible act of worship. And this was no ordinary anointing. It was an extravagant anointing. It was a costly anointing. It was a personal anointing. It symbolized a total surrender to Jesus. She was symbolizing not only in the physical act of what she did, but she was, it, spiritually, that's what was happening in her life. She was broken before Jesus, pouring out herself before Jesus in total surrender. Now, the critics of her, the critics' indignation revealed their focus on the monetary value over the spiritual devotion. Now, she had been around Jesus enough to know that his heart was heavy. She knew something was up. He was living in sight of the valley of the shadow of death, and she knew that something deep was deeply troubling him. You know, when you spend time with anybody long enough, you learn what they like. You learn what they don't like. You learn what they want, what they don't want. You what they love, you learn, and you learn what they don't love, and you learn what they need and what they don't need. Well, that was Mary. Mary knew Jesus, and she knew what Jesus needed because she had spent time with Jesus. You know, if you really have any care at all in learning to serve Jesus, then one of the best things that you can do is to just spend time with Jesus. You might ask, how do I do that? You do that by getting into God's Word and studying the Word of God. You do that by prayer, by talking to the Son of God. That's why we're going through this series here, a prayer in asking God to search me and asking God to break me. You ought to meditate on the things of God. And when you do, you know, you don't have to read it in the newspaper. You don't have to find it on the internet. You don't have to hear it on the radio. You'll discover many, many ways that you can serve the Lord Jesus. Now, when you look at Mary, there was almost an eagerness in Mary to do whatever she could do for Jesus Christ. Is that kind of eagerness in us, in our lives? You know, she didn't give Jesus the leftovers. That's what we tend to do. We've got something old at the house, and we think, you know, maybe the church could use that. We've got a computer that's going out, and oh, maybe the church could use that, or we've got a broken piece of furniture. Maybe the church could use that. We never give to God the best. We never go down to the furniture store and say, hey, I want the best furniture you can give me, load it up and bring it over so we can put it in the parsonage, or so we can put it in the ministry center house. We never do those kind of things, do we? We always give God our leftovers. Well, notice she didn't give her leftovers. She gave her treasure. She gave the very thing that would have been security for her.